Is there someone you got to know better during lockdown? Many of us could stay in touch with friends and family through video calls, even social media. I was on Messenger a fair bit with my crew. But did you get the chance to make any new connections? Maybe you started chatting to the postie whenever they dropped off a package, or maybe one of the checkout staff at your local supermarket. Eden says, the guy at the bottle shop. Lisa says, I got to know my cat better. William says, I got to know myself better. Some of the feedback we've been getting on our Facebook page. Well, over in Lake Macquarie, one friendship has bloomed thanks to stay-at-home rules. Barbara Watson is here to tell us more. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. So how was lockdown for you?
Pretty good. I didn't feel terribly locked down because I face lots of trees, garden, greenery. I can walk whenever I want to. And I read a lot.
Fair enough. So were you deprived of anything? Are you a member of a club or are you involved in social activities that you couldn't do?
Yes, I love going to U3A. Well, that was closed. And also the library was restricted. But otherwise, I felt pretty good.
But you were separated from your family and friends, of course. Tell us about that.
Yes, I mean, you couldn't visit like you normally do. Couldn't travel because I would love to have gone to New Zealand because I have a sister and a daughter there. I couldn't do that.
So tell us about your friendship with your neighbours. Have you always been close to them, or is this something that's only just happened because of lockdown?
No, well, my first neighbours here lasted for 50-odd years, so the neighbours. And our houses are very close on one side. My back door sort of faces their front door almost because I'm on a corner block.
Yep.
And I always grew up, I guess, in England where we had a very close contact with our neighbours because there were terrace houses.
Yeah.
Where I lived, we had an elderly couple next door that Mum always passed soup over to. We ran messages for them. So I guess it's always been important to me to know your neighbour because it gives you a sense of they're there. If you ever needed someone in a hurry, something happened or you were a bit worried about something. And it's interesting too because people are different and people of different ages. You can swap stories with them. You both get ideas and information from each other, and it's good, especially for children because you know you've had children yourself and babies, and that's lovely.
My family was talking about this the other day, my siblings and I, about how the fact that the shops are open for such extended hours now, you've lost a lot of that connection because you're not knocking on next door for a cup of sugar or a couple of eggs like you might have done a decade or two ago.
My mother brought us up never to do that. If you wanted to borrow something, you bought the whole packet. And then they had to return the package, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. That makes sense. particularly with our sensitivity around infection and stuff these days, the old cup of sugar mightn't be exactly kosher when it's requested and handed over.
Yes, I guess people are a bit wary about that. But, I mean, generally people are pretty clean, so they wash their hands. Yeah.
So how did you come to drive your neighbours out after 50-odd years? Is it the drum kit or you got some bagpipes or something? What happened?
No, they were a bit older than I was, and the lady moved to New Zealand. Not to New Zealand, to Queensland, to her son's place. So, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And your relationship with the family that's living next door now, what kinds of things were enhanced because you were there during lockdown?
Just the talking to each other, speaking over there's a hedge that divides us. Occasionally, Dom was on her own sometimes, and I was on my own, and we'd sometimes have a glass of wine over the hedge and stand there either side and talk to each other. That was good.
Sounds absolutely charming. Sounds fantastic.
And we'd swap recipes, and if I made something that she'd never tasted before, she tasted it, and I tasted some of her cooking. So that was good.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so you feel a lot closer now as a consequence of that?
Oh, yes. It's really lovely. And she's got a new baby, and so there's two little kids. And, yeah, it's really nice.